Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer. For 1 week only, buy one, get one. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code HOWIEBOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
So what I'm going to say is these people, these Democrats who are trying to use this as some type of political issue.
I don't talk trash. I talk smack.
But I'm not going to have people try to smear me that belong to a political party that has elevated anti-Semites to the halls of Congress like Ilhan Omar.
Oh, snap!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I have attended protests and rallies in the past, expressing their concerns and their issues. Black Lives Matter is an excellent example of that.
So again, I will ask the Prime Minister, who, may I remind this House, wore blackface on more times than he can remember.
Boom. Roasted.
This is a great city, and I'm the Biden of Brooklyn. And I love the fact that the president is coming here.
I think he's hoping this is going to give him a bump, but I think he's misreading the tea leaves.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show if you want to join us. And if you didn't see Grace last night on Fox News Channel with Jesse Waters, his new primetime show. She was on at the very last segment, kind of one of the, well, before the reading the texts. She was just light stuff, reacting to various stories, like about the same-sex penguin couple and the woman who claims to be a wolf from Seattle. No word on whether she just has this problem during the full moon or not. But so Grace was on, but we were looking around for a video to put up, and we finally found one. It's not the whole segment, but it's about 2 minutes of it. If you want to go to at Howie Carr Show on Twitter, you can check it out. I think it's on Getter too.
Go to rumble.com/the Grace Curley Show,
and it's there. We got it there.
Yes, we do. The full clip.
Excellent. The full clip. So if you want to see Grace, go to the Grace Curley Show at rumble.com. And you can see the whole thing. She did a great job, and I think she's going to get a chance to be on more often with Jesse Waters. He's building his stable, as he must, as you must do when you become a host. 844-500-4242. You know, things have been really screwed up. Now we're in February of 2022. So we're 2 years into 15 days to flatten the curve. And we've been looking around, supposedly, that a trucker in Ottawa today was asked by a reporter, how long do you guys plan to stay here? And he supposedly said 15 days to flatten the curve, but we can't find the cut. Maybe it's an apocryphal story. If he didn't say it, somebody should have said it in front of a camera today. But there's so many things that have gotten screwed up over the last 2 years, and I'm thinking about just asking people for the last hour, just what's the one thing that really bugs the hell out of you about the last 2 years? I mean everything has gone to hell in a handbasket, as they say. But there's so many things that have gone wrong with the country in the country in the last 2 years. And I just want to start off by talking about this kind of crime that's going on, this supposedly victimless crime, in addition to the victim crime that they can't brush under the rug. But there's a guy in Denver. He owns a couple of stores, and it's Sports Fan and Sock'em Sock Emporium stores. So I mean, these are sports paraphernalia stores in downtown Denver. Not huge money makers. I mean, I'm sure the guy makes a decent living, but he used to make a decent living until the last 2 years occurred. And now the guy, his name is Derek Friedman. He's going to put a 1% crime spike fee, like a surcharge, an additional tax. You know, like you go into some restaurants and they say, we're going to, if your party's over six, we're going to add a 20% gratuity so the wait staff doesn't get screwed. Well, he's adding 1% just because so many people are shoplifting from his stores. He's probably not the first guy who's done this, but I got that we have some sound from him from the local TV station. So this is Nine News in Denver reporting that this guy who owns these downtown shops is going to impose the 1% crime spike fee, cut 22.
In mid-February, Friedman will begin to charge a 1% crime spike fee. He knows it won't make up for what never made it to the cashier counter. But he hopes for those working behind it, the digital library of crime will soon be archived.
Cut 23. This is Derek Friedman talking.
Yeah, when you look at the shoplifting and the overall theft increase, it's six figures, which is staggering for a company our size to have that much just walk out the door. And so that's why we implement this small fee to attempt to recover some of it.
Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. And he's talking about how the worst thing about it, it's worse than the shoplifting, is that he's got a young staff, including young women. And so these bums come in there and they have like wrenches, like a plumber would have to, to unscrew a pipe in a kitchen or a bathroom. And they're threatening these young women with these wrenches or other blunt objects. And it's just pathetic what's going on. Cut 24.
Your number one priority is always going to ensure that you're keeping your employees safe, and they shouldn't have to deal with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. It's really a shame. 844-500-4242. And you know, another thing that gets me about the last 2 years is the amount of fraud that's been going on, and fraud in everything. Now there's a story about in Minneapolis, some of Ilhan Omar's people have been involved. And it's so bad that the FBI and the feds are getting involved.
I'm shocked.
I know. They've stolen allegedly tens of millions of dollars in federal money that's supposed to be providing free meals for poor children. And they've just loosened all the rules since COVID-19, so they've run amok. But another one here. Here's another example. I'm just going through stories I've stashed over the last week, and I haven't gotten a chance to get to them. But it's just the stories of what's been going on here. The fraud over the last year has just been out of control. I don't even know where this one's from. A fraudster used the same Social Security number to apply for unemployment benefits in all 50 states. All 50 states. And was able to successfully collect job payments worth $222,532 in 29 states, according to the federal government's pandemic oversight monitors. The state of Arizona alone paid out a whopping $1.6 billion to individuals with stolen identities. California paid more than $1 billion in fraudulent claims. Michigan made almost $4 billion in overpayments to ineligible claimants, according to the Pandemic Response Accountability Committee. That's a federal group. There's another one. 844-500-4242. Another thing that's really that really bugs me is the scammers like BLM. You know, they've been spending all this money and people that have tried to cash in on the reparations and the systemic racism and equity market. And here's I'm just going over these stories that I've got in front of me here. You know, this woman Nicole Hannah Jones, a UNC grad like myself. She won the Pulitzer Prize for the 1619 Project. They were going to give her a full professorship with tenure at UNC, but she didn't take it, thank God. She went to Howard University instead. She's a historian, you know, of American history. She knows all about American history. That's why she knows the country was really founded in 1619 when the first slaves arrived at Jamestown rather than 1776. Everything she says is BS. So guess what she tweeted out on January 3rd? We did not stop. She retweeted it, I guess. We did not stop the expansion of slavery, and enslavers dominated the presidency, Senate, and Supreme Court until 1865, when the North was reluctantly drawn into a war that ultimately ended slavery. What's wrong with that? The Civil War started in 1861, not in 1865. But this professor that won the Pulitzer Prize and is a great historian, she didn't know when the Civil War started. 844-500-4242. Albert, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Albert.
Howie, how are you?
Good.
I was just telling your screener. I was going over some old receipts. January 2020, fuel oil, $1.79 a gallon. I'm up in Maine.
Yeah.
January 2022, fuel oil, $3.49 a gallon. Thank you, Brandon.
That's just under 100%.
Isn't that something?
And
elections
Biden
have consequences.
Yeah, and Biden is saying, oh, one-third of the increase is in vehicles. And then he's citing these bogus numbers that they use that exclude fuel and food. I mean, you know, the fuel and food, those are the two items that you can't survive without, especially if you're in Maine in the winter, right? You need that fuel.
I'm filling my tank every 2 weeks, and it's killing me.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks, Alan.
That's good. That's what I want. What is the biggest change you've seen? I mean, what is the worst change you've seen in the last 2 years since the 15 days to flatten the curve began? 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. If you were listing your commercial or residential real estate for sale, which of these scenarios would be your dream situation? Would it be multiple simultaneous offers to create strong competition? Would it be a quick cash closing with no appraisals? Would it be a deal where the buyer completely skips all inspections? Well, in a J.J. Manning auction, all of these dreams will become your reality. In each and every J.J. Manning auction, everyone who wants your property is competing at the same time. They are all cash buyers, and there are no inspections and no contingencies. To top it all off, in a J.J. Manning auction, the buyer pays the commission. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111. Or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
$844-500-4242. More in this lawsuit by Brian Flores against the Giants and the NFL for, apparently conducting the sham interview after they'd already hired the guy from Buffalo. And it was the news was conveyed to Brian Flores in a mistaken text from Bill Belichick. He sent it to the wrong Brian. Brian Flores of the Dolphins rather than Brian Dable of the Bills, who got the job. Belichick congratulated Brian Flores on getting the job before he was being interviewed. And he said, "You sure you got the right Brian?" And Belichick texted back and said, "Uh-oh, I bleeped up. Sorry about that." And now Flores is using these texts as evidence. It's pretty good evidence, I would say, that something was amiss. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Their ocean view rooms with a fireplace are going fast, so book yours today for just $119.99 at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Whoopi Goldberg be fired from The View?
No, she won't.
It's remained steady all day. 89% say no.
All right. 844-500-4242. What's irritated you the most about the last 2 years? What's happening? Here's one again. I mentioned this earlier in the day, but this never happened when Donald Trump was president. Massive brawl breaks out in Bensalem. That's a suburban Philadelphia. Golden Corral after alleged steak shortage. A former employee of the restaurant said he was told the fight may have happened after a customer became enraged when the buffet ran out of steak. Video shared with Eyewitness News, local TV station, shows punches being thrown and high chairs flying as a fight breaks out inside the Golden Corral in Bensalem Friday evening. From what I heard, it was over steak. Somebody apparently cut in line. In the video, a man is heard saying, "All I wanted was some steak." Let's go, Brandon. Did this ever happen when Trump was president? I think not. 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
How you doing? Change that really bothers me is in Denver, downtown Denver, there's a park right in front of the Capitol, actually. It's called Civic Center Park. And it used to be a place where there would be concerts during the summer. It was a place where families went. It was beautiful gardens. And once a month, they had the Denver Cruisers. It was a bike rally that would go from bar to bar. And that was where we ended up. Now it's so out of control. Life with
homeless people, quote unquote homeless people.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that and all, you know, people that are just there doing, you know, breaking the law. And the city actually sent out a statement saying it's not to come down. So stay out of.
Yeah, I know they won't. They won't arrest anybody. I mean, this is crazy. I mentioned it yesterday. The state chairman of the Democratic Party in New York State has said, "I agree with the new mayor Adams, who's, you know, he's in and out as far as I'm concerned." But he said they've got to change the bail laws in New York State. I mean, they let people out. Anything short of killing somebody, you're going to get out basically with no bail. And it's ridiculous, and this is going on everywhere. You know, another thing it sort of predates the last 2 years in places like Colorado is they've legalized pot. How's that worked out? You know, you have all these people. You know, marijuana's a victimless drug. It's not harmful to anybody. Well, you got all these people now. I mean, that you know, before maybe they were smoking a little pot, but it was you kind of had to work to get the pot. Now you don't. And now you're getting all this extra money from the state. You know, all these, it's all just ending now, the extra unemployment, the not having to pay the rent, not having to pay the student loans. You still don't have to pay the student loans. Everybody's got all this excess money, and they're not working. The whole country is falling apart. 844-500-4242. Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Thanks, Howie. What irritates me the most since the China virus was given to us, what irritates me the most is that people, I was willing to give them 2 weeks because I mean we really didn't know what we were into, but I can't. What irritates me is that people are just so willing to give away their rights and their freedom, because once you give it away, you're never going to get it back. People need to understand you can't give stuff like that away to the government, because we'll have to fight to get it back. I mean, I'm just surprised, especially Boston. I mean, people with such a rich history of just, you know, of knowing your enemy. I think that's a big part of it. Is just we were just so comfortable, we were just so willing, just to, you know, we wanted this all just to go away, and we didn't know what we were into until we were into it. You know, since then we found out much, much more about it, and it's just everybody that was you know, labeled a nutso or labeled a conspiracy theorist has become right. You know, the things they were saying has evolved and yeah, eventually have become, you know, correct. Well,
that's what Joe Rogan was saying. He said, you know, they want to take me off of Spotify, or they want to take other people off of all the social media for peddling disinformation or misinformation, and it now turns out that the misinformation and disinformation of 6 months or a year ago is now accepted as reality, including the lab link leak from Wuhan. They knew about that 2 years ago. 2 years ago, they were emailing Fauci et al. About the lab leak. But you know, if anybody said anything, like Tom Cotton, the senator from Arkansas, he was excoriated. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. What are the worst things that have happened since this panic began 2 years ago? And it is just about, we're coming up on the 2 year anniversary of 15 days to flatten the curve. 508 says, my son is graduating from high school this year. His only full normal high school year was as a freshman. They have done irreparable harm to an entire generation of kids. It should be criminal. Same thing applies to college too. You know, people graduating college, same thing. You know, they haven't had the real college experience. You can say, you know, they haven't learned anything for 50 years in college. But, you know, it's kind of a socialization process. It's a good time. Was had by all and hasn't been had by all for going on 3 years now. How about the decline of the media too? The media has just become even more corrupt and decimated than it was before. I mean, they just print, all they do is print this crap from the government. You know, the eviction crisis. I've been holding on to this story for a while. Remember last summer? Oh, they're gonna make people start paying their rent again. Oh, there's gonna be a crisis. Aspen Institute, 20 million renters are at risk of eviction. Policymakers must ask now to mitigate widespread hardship. CNBC, millions of Americans could face eviction in July. It could destabilize communities for years to come. Something called the appeal. The coming wave of evictions will significantly worsen America's COVID-19 crisis. Here's one from my own newspaper, The Herald. There will be an unprecedented wave of homelessness. Oh, fear and panic as Massachusetts opens courts to evictions proceedings. Oh, thousands at risk as eviction filings resume in housing court. Oh, guess what? This is from Asheville, North Carolina. Housing authorities in mountains are not seeing surge of evictions they anticipated. San Antonio, non-payment evictions resume in Bexar County, but feared wave is yet to materialize. Honolulu, evictions not yet spiking in Hawaii despite moratoriums end. Salt Lake City, group representing Utah landlords doesn't expect evictions to rise anytime soon. Washington Post, the feared eviction tsunami has not happened. Experts are conflicted as to why. Maybe because the housing advocates were lying when they said it. But of course, the media just lapped it right up with a spoon because they just don't do any reporting anymore. They've just gotten used to just sitting around and taking these handouts from the government and advocates. I mean, that's another downside of this whole thing. It's been a disaster. And you know who else is promoting this crap? How about the government, right, from the president on down? Now, remember now, the Omicron is now peaked and it's going down, right? This is what Dementia Joe said.
For unvaccinated, we are looking at a winter of severe illness and death for unvaccinated. For themselves, their families, and the hospitals, they'll soon overwhelm.
Is that true? Is Joe Biden going to be banned from Spotify? That's a lie. That's like what Rachel Maddow said, isn't it? Pete, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, Howie. I'm just fed up with that ballot box stuff and moron that we got. You know, I just paid $3.94 for diesel gas, and premiums $4.02 up here in Maine. And I don't know what we're going to do with this guy, but he's just a total train wreck.
I know. Do you realize two years ago when he took office, America was energy dependent for the first time in maybe 60 years. We weren't reliant on any foreign government. I mean, we shipped oil out and some oil came in, but I mean, overall, we were energy independent. We were in the black. And he's totally destroyed it in two years, Pete. And that's the price. Well, I mean, how are you making up all this extra money you're having to spend to fill up your car and your truck?
It's a loss. There's no making it up. I mean, it's gone with the wind. You know, it's not to be taken back. I mean, I don't know what to do. I'm beside myself right now with this with what's going on here with this guy. Somebody's got, I mean, you know, he, like with Trump, and I mean, use that as an example, he managed his house, right?
Yeah.
And this guy doesn't know how to manage his house. His house is in disarray, and everybody right now is losing, except for him and his son. I mean, they're the only ones that are, and his brother. They're the only ones that are winning, and his sister, I guess, too, so.
Yeah, it is. Everybody named Biden is doing pretty well. That's for sure. Thanks for the call, Pete. 844-500-4242. I saw one poll today that said that I don't know if it's this was a an outlier, as they say, poll, but it said 50% of the black population now thinks that Biden should be impeached. Who can support this guy? You're getting the streets aren't safe, inflation's out of control. There's crime everywhere. Even if it's not violent crime, it's the shoplifting, the foreign affairs are in disarray. Nothing is going right. It's a total disaster. And it started with COVID. You know, it's been going on now for 2 years. I mean, it ruined the Trump had things spinning like a top. I think the first 3 years of the Trump administration were even more successful than Reagan's administration. I mean, he had less to deal with than Reagan did coming in. But I mean, everything was doing well, and it's taken Biden only a year to make things worse than they were than Jimmy Carter made it in 4 years. Art, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Art.
Hi, Howie. Appreciate you letting me on. I want to give some people a little insight into some of these increases. I'm in the electrical business, and one of the worst things I have seen is plastic electrical conduit. Now, a lot of people would say, oh, it's probably gone up twice what it was or whatever. It is sixfold, 600%. So if you take an inventory of, say, $50,000 that you'd have normally sold for $60,000 or maybe a little bit more, you sold the first 30% at what you'd normally sell it for, and then incrementally raised your selling price as the costs, replacement costs, went up to 10% over, then you'd probably sell that material for somewhere in the neighborhood of $170,000, maybe even a little bit more. But the kicker is that for you to replace that inventory at the end of the day costs you $300,000.
Right.
So did you make any money? And in the meantime...
No. Yeah. Now, but where is this stuff made? What is it made in the U.S. or China? I assume China, right?
Actually, a lot of it's made in the U.S. A lot of it comes from Canada. To be honest,
why has it gone up in price like this?
I call it manipulation, and I have a theory about some of the way these things are manipulated. If you were going to control a product like that, you wouldn't want to try and manipulate the bulk product. What you'd find is some little additive that represents a minor amount, but let's just call it, say, a chemical that makes it UV resistant, okay? That's essential to the process, but just a minor thing. So you control that, then you can control everything.
But if the price goes up 600%, you're going to decrease the demand, are you not?
Well, it hasn't. Yeah. I mean, building and housing and all the rest of it's gone mad because people are putting it into real property.
I know, because people don't want to invest in the stock market. They want the real property, so they're doing home repairs, if not building new houses. Thanks for the call, Art. Ben, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ben.
Hi, Howie. How are you? Thank you for taking my call. I have a similar idea for the United States truckers that Canada has undertaken and some other countries. since we have way more truckers in the United States, I suggest they decide to have a gigantic convoy at the southern border. It could go on hundreds of miles. And it would
Some people are trying to organize these convoys here. I don't know how much success they're having, but they're talking about having a major convoy in March. I don't know if it's going to work or not. We'll see. 844-500-4242. Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, you had the caller a few calls ago that was talking about the price of diesel. So the other night, at the height of the storm, one of my friends, he had to get some diesel. Every gas station he went to in Walpole, empty. He had to go two towns over to get some diesel. So the price might be going up, but you might not have it at all. Good job, Joe.
Yeah, kind of reminds me of the late 1970s.
Pathetic.
Yeah. The price was going up, and it was unavailable at the same time. It was the Democrat economics at work. 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey Howie. Hopefully I got an encouraging note here. I seen a T-shirt place where they had, like, Black Lives Matter and all these rap hip-hop T-shirts. They also had a picture of Trump. Do you miss me yet? Let's go, Brandon. The flag with Don't Stomp on Me. But you know what? The Democrats are so busy and greedy being bribed and printing money and doing all these stupid, idiotic things. I don't think they really, and they're so blinded by Trump rage. I think they're destroying themselves. I think they've gone too far with their agenda. I mean, Biden's poll numbers are so awful.
Right. I mentioned earlier, look what they're doing to Manchin and Sinema. I mean, they need their votes, but they can't even tolerate the fact that they went against them on these two horrible bills, voting fraud and Build Back Better boondoggle. And they're just going to try to drive them into the arms of the Republicans, or at least not voting for them. It's insane. You're right. They are crazy. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. And mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment.
You just shot an unarmed man.
But he should have armed himself.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. All these crazy crimes that are going on. This is one from the Bay Area in San Francisco. French bulldog stolen at gunpoint during Castro Valley armed robbery. A woman and her adult daughter were walking their 15-month-old French bulldog named Tito. I think it's named after the vodka, not the former head of Yugoslavia, the communist, in Castro Valley when they were suddenly attacked. This is like, Lady Gaga's three French bulldogs were dognapped. Remember that? Four to five people exited the vehicle and approached her. Three of the suspects were armed with handguns, because these are the designer dogs, French bulldogs right now. The incident is only the most recent in a series of recent thefts involving French bulldogs. Oakland resident Rita Warder was walking her French bulldog in Oakland just before 8 p.m. on Thursday when she was targeted by armed thieves. A French bulldog was violently snatched from her owner in San Francisco's Marina District on New Year's Day. The dog was recovered 2 days later. I mean, this kind of crap. I mean, were they kidding? Again, 2 years ago, before this crap started and before there was no bail anywhere and everybody could get away with whatever the hell they wanted to do, whether it was shoplifting or pushing people onto subways, there was nobody stealing designer dogs. 844-500-4242. Mary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mary.
Oh, hi, Howie. I've spoken to you before. I worked through the pandemic. I worked for the state of Massachusetts.
Yes.
And I was going to be fired because my medical exemption was refused. And the woman who interviewed me was mentioned in an article on MassLive. She was fired for allowing too many people to be excused.
Oh, is this you work for DOC?
DDS.
Oh, okay. That's. I guess they were firing more than one person. I know about the woman who was fired by the Department of Correction, but I didn't know that they were firing other people.
Another one, DDS, Department of Developmental Services. When I had my hearing, I said, well, can you see my medical, you know, did you read my medical clearance? Oh, we don't have that. I said, what do you mean you don't have it? Oh, that's HIPAA. I said, what do you mean? You're telling me to get a vaccine, but you're not seeing my medical clearance? Regardless, I decided
to... It's like Catch-22. It's a Catch-22 that you're caught in, Mary.
It was insanity. So a few days before I was going to be fired, I decided to get the J&J. I'm allergic to the other one. J&J still isn't the best for me, but I didn't know if I should die from not having enough money or getting a heart attack. And 4 weeks later, I got COVID. My husband and son got COVID. They weren't even as sick as me. I was sick from it more than them. Do you see my point?
Yes. We see and hear the same point every day. They say, get the shot or you'll get sick. Then you get the shot and you get sick anyway. So you have to ask yourself, as a sentient human being, what's the point of getting the shot, right?
And then to keep talking about boosters, oh, give me a break.
I know.
I just had to tell you, it is a horrible, horrible, horrible situation.
I know, and that's why the Democrats are trying to get out from under it. But I don't know how they can. I mean, they've been riding the tiger, and now they want to say never mind. 844-500-4242. And you know, but as COVID recedes, now they're trying to gin up climate change again. This is from the Star Tribune, the Minneapolis Star Tribune, which is a very left-wing newspaper. Now, as economy recovers, climate threat grows. And then one of the few beneficial aspects of the panic was a sharp reduction in pollution at all levels. Air pollution declined at a rate never seen before. Worldwide pollution levels plummeted. Oh, but as economic activity has resumed, so has in pollution. After dramatic reductions in 2020, U.S. emission rates soared by more than 6% last year and expected to continue rising as the economy reaches higher levels of normalcy. Well, Star Tribune, you ought to be gratified to know that Joe Biden is the president of the United States, so it'll probably take a while longer till the economy reaches new higher levels of normalcy, probably until 2025 when there's a new president. All right, 844-500-4242. See you tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.